All right. The only injury to talk about is Eric Berry's. Eric's ankle. It's a little different deal. So it's kind of right where the high ankle component comes in, along with the regular ankle sprain. It looks like it's leaning more towards a high ankle sprain, which you just don't know until you get into it. He's trying like crazy to get himself back, but he's not gonna be able to practice today. And then we'll just have to see how it goes here. But it's not because of a lack of effort on his part. And it looks like he's leaning more towards the high ankle than not, you know, where, you know, Jamal will go and he'll practice today and do his thing. And likewise with DeAnthony. We look forward to the challenge of playing the Patriots. It's always exciting to be able to have the opportunity to play on Monday night. That's a privilege to be able to do that. And then to be able to play against a good opponent like the Patriots is another nice thing. So our guys are coming out. They're getting ready for the Patriots. That's what they're going to exhaust their efforts on this week of getting themselves prepared to come out and play a good football team. And we had the first part of that today with the walkthrough. The other thing I'd like to – I'm wishing the Royals good luck here, baby. I mean, we're right there. I had a chance to watch – the game last night as I was doing my work, man, we're pulling for you. And, you know, the skip there, Skipper Yost, man, we're pulling for you and your guys. So, and I know the whole city is. So time's yours.
Andy, you've had a lot of injuries, obviously, and people always want to know about the depth. How do you feel about the depth of your overall roster right now?
Yeah, listen, I've said it before. It's a tribute to Doris and his guys and bringing in competition. And so everybody's having a chance to play. The one that probably gets hurt just – and not because of effort, lack of effort or anything else. It's just knowing special teams gets hurt just a bit because you're bringing in new guys to work in there and they're just learning the system. But they're playing their hearts out trying to make sure they get everything down. So, but it's a – you know, again, I'm proud of the guys and the way they're filling in and doing their job. That's what we expect, and they're doing that.
Is this better depth than you've had in the past on teams? It seems like the guys that are filling in are doing a fairly decent job.
Well, they're working hard and doing a good job. Their intensity level they've maintained, so that's important. Is there a mistake here? Oh yeah, there's going to be a mistake here or there, but they're working through that. So I don't know how to compare it with other teams. I'd say this is so far they've done a nice job here. So.
This is the first week you've not had a personnel move on active roster, or at least one that we know of, in practice squad. After 15 years, did you just expect that kind of stuff? Or
yeah, you know, Bob, I don't even get into all that. I honestly, I don't get caught up on the – I know that's a big thing. I don't get caught up on the injuries and that. We just expect that next guy to come in. I don't get caught up if we're doing something or not doing it. That's Doris's job, and he's doing a good job with that. So whoever's there to coach, we're going to coach and coach our tail off. I think that's important. We respect the job that the players are doing and the way they're going about their business, and we appreciate them working as hard as they're working.
Coach, do you have an update on Mike Catapano? It's like
you got Mike is back around here, and you know, he's just trying to get himself back, his strength back, and I think he's starting to feel better. I had a chance to visit with him, and you know, he's in good spirits, so that's a positive. And now it's just a matter of building back up and getting himself back where he, you know, gets his strength back in that.
So the move eliminates any chance of him coming.
Well, you know, I'll hold off on that, and then I'm not even prepared to tell you anything on that. Maybe I can get Rick to talk to you and give you something there.
But that move eliminates any chance he can come back this year.
Yeah, and I think that's where we're at. He, he went through, that was a long process. And so I think it's better that he just steps back, gets himself back healthy and feeling good, and then we go from there. He's had a million different tests done. That's I'm not trying to eliminate telling you. I just, there have been a million things done on him. So just to try to find out what the answer is.
Did Brady make Belichick or did Belichick make Brady?
Well, I think they've been just a good match. I think both of them would tell you that. They work very well together. They've done it for a number of years, they've had a lot of success.
You did that with Donovan, too, where you guys were able to do that. How vital is it to try to get that, like, I don't want to say a decade-long relationship, but a very long relationship with a quarterback and a head coach?
Well, I think it's important. I think it's hard to have a lot of success in this league if you don't have a good, solid quarterback playing there. And I was fortunate. I was very fortunate to have Donovan for all those years. So, you know, and I know Bill would say the same thing. He's fortunate to have Tom.
Matched wits with a lot of defensive minds in 15 years. Where would you rank Belichick?
I think his record stands on its own right there. He's a very intelligent man, and we're friends. And you know, off of the football field, we've had an opportunity to compete against each other, and that's always exciting. So, you know, get another shot at it. We've been doing it a couple of years, so we've been hanging around here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, 10 years ago, you got preparing for a Super Bowl to face this defense. Now this week. Is there any difference in what you see?
Yeah, well, he's changed, that's what a good coach does. You change with the personnel that you have, and you move people around. But I think some of his base fundamentals are the same, and philosophy is probably basically the same.
Is it a different Patriots team that looks like they want to run the ball more and they throw it 50 times? And is this almost like a different breed of cat?
I think every game is different when you play him. Some days you're going to get, depending on what he sees in you, they're going to throw the ball a little bit more. Other times, like against the Colts, they ran in the playoffs, they ran it darn near every time. So you're going to get a different flavor every time you play, and that's what good coaches do. So we'll see.
We talked about this a little bit after the game in Miami, but the issue of punt returners bringing the ball back from where they are nowadays. I mean, it's not just your guy. As you've noted, guys around the league are doing that too. What are they taught to do? What are you teaching Frankie Hammond and those other guys to do in those situations?
It depends on the game and the coverage unit that you're playing. I mean, there's not one set thing there. You'll have Tobe up here tomorrow. You can ask him the question. But there's flexibility within that according to who you're playing and your blocking, et cetera. You know, you get kind of game plan for it. You don't want holdings. That's one thing I can tell you.
I was going to get into that.
Don't get into it.
the percentage of penalties on kick games is relatively high.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's going to be a biggest.
I think more teams are taking out the kickoffs. I think more teams are running back punts, you know, from different areas on the field that you normally used to not do. So sometimes that happens. You know, you end up getting a few more penalties with the numbers as the numbers go up in returns.
Couple more guys. Kelsey's one of your more demonstrative players. Are you okay with that? I mean, do you kind of encourage that?
Is demonstrative the right word?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So he's a young guy that's learning every week. You know, he's getting a little bit better. He's made some plays. He's got a little flair. Maybe that's a demonstrative part. He's got a little zest to him.
So you ask players to show, you know, who you are. Like, what do you ask them to do that?
I ask them to let their personality show. You can't play this without doing that, right? So it's an emotional game. If you're trying to be something you're not, you have a problem. You know, there's a problem. You're not going to get the full genius of whatever person it is. So these guys are the best in the world at what they do. And they've all got personalities. They're all different. And don't try to hide it. Let it play out. Unless it's going to cost the team penalties, let it play out, right?
Have you ever had to tell anybody in particular to tone it down a little bit?
Well, I did with Hugh Douglas one time, and then I told myself I would never do that again because he didn't play very well that day.
What exactly about Monday Night Football, being featured on Monday Night Football?
I think there's a little extra energy that goes with Monday Night Football, but I think it's important that you don't get caught up in all of the hoopla that kind of comes with it, and that you focus in on your job.
Have you counseled Kelsey on trying to hurdle a standing defender?
Well, if they're standing, right, yeah. Yeah, he's had success doing that in college. So I had another tight end that did that a lot in Chad Lewis, and he ended up in the Pro Bowl 3 times, so that was a good thing. He helped us win a lot of games. But if that one, the guy didn't happen to go low on him. A lot of those big guys, you know, they go right for your ankles there, and so you'll see big guys try to jump over people. But he guessed wrong on that one.
What do you expect from the atmosphere, from the crowd?
Yeah, well, that I should have mentioned that earlier. We welcome people into to that atmosphere. The sea of red is something when it gets cranking, and you have this feeling that they're probably going to set a new record. I mean, it's just it's going to be a lot of red, and we look forward to bringing the Patriots in here and letting them enjoy that part of it.
Last one.
Oh boy, I don't know. Every year is different. Every team's different. I don't know that. You surely don't want to be in that, but you're there. So the main thing is that you learn from your mistakes. You try to get better. I mean, none of us want to be in that position. But that's where you're at, and then you battle to make sure that you change the rights, the wrongs into rights, and move forward.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.